Welcome everyone to the Green Room podcast. This year it feels fitting to reflect on the businesses and the business owners I've had the privilege to work alongside over the past 25 years. It's been an amazing 25 years and I've met some extraordinary people who have built unbelievable businesses and I've had the privilege to walk beside them for much of that journey. I want to bring you those insights, those things that really move the needle, not just in the day-to-day, but also in the bigger picture. Those things that provide a great business outcome, but also the life and freedom that you as a business owner really desire. So buckle up, welcome aboard, and I look forward to talking to you through the podcast.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of the Green Room podcast. I wanted to talk to you this week about something I see a lot, and it's just absolutely fundamental to create a great business. All I want for you guys is to have the best business, a business by your design, a business that lights you up, a business that you really love going to work. Now, plenty of you may already have that. But I've met so many on the journey that were trapped under what I call the entrepreneurial ceiling. They're porpoising up and down based on their energy levels. They're struggling to break through. Everything's washing over their desk. They're absolutely suffering from decision fatigue. They're tired and they're overwhelmed. And I saw it so much at the end of last year. And I'd love 2026 to be your year. So today I want to really talk to you about that pivotal moment when we've got to make a decision as business leaders about Do we continue to do things the way we are, have always done them? Or do we recognize that this opportunity, this overwhelm, this chaos, this fatigue that we're suffering, doing this grindy stuff we just hate, we recognize that that's the symbol, that's the signal, the story about it's time to do things differently. So most people, when they get to that door, turn back, not because it's locked, but because it looks terrifying. You know, I ran a survey on LinkedIn last week around what is it about handing over control to team members that feels so risky, and people nominated, you know, that people won't do things the way I want them done, the customer experience will be impacted, a whole range of things. So, but this is so critical that we can learn to walk through and create the freedom in our business. Walk through these doors and create the freedom in the business that we really want. So, as I said, most people turn back at that door when they see things going terribly wrong, they feel overwhelmed and chaotic, and they get absolutely passionate, they hit rock bottom and say, I'm going to hand over this stuff. I'm going to build systems so that other people can do what I once did. I'm going to build capacity. I'm going to take on a skill set that will cover a lot of what I do. But then ultimately, I see so many people then just drag things back over the desk at the first sign things are going wrong. So most people turn back at the door, not because it's locked, because it looks terrifying. You know, that doorway, it's narrow, it's unknown, we don't like unknown. It's whispering to you that this could fall apart at any time. So instead of stepping through, you know, we pace the corridor up and down, we tidy it up, we repaint, we get better lighting, we tinker any way we can, but we don't actually take the plunge of building a business that will give us the freedom that we really desire from our businesses. I see this all the time. SME business owners, you know, they've built a really good business and it's solid and respectable. Often it's impressive. Yet they feel tired at start. They're photocopying the same day. They're getting the same results. But that ceiling they're hitting of feeling overwhelm and failure, it's not failure. It's the signal that we can do things differently. We can do things better. So when you think about, you know, the hero's journey, and I love thinking of my, you know, business leaders, my entrepreneur, my business owners as heroes, the people in the arena having a crack. And I really love that. But, you know, in The Chronicles of Narnia, for example, you know, the Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe, The wardrobe doesn't look like opportunity. It looks like storage. In The Hobbit, Bilbo doesn't grow by, you know, staying in the Shire. He grows by stepping into a really terrifying world. In one of my old favourite Star Wars, Luke doesn't become, you know, who he's meant to be by staying in Tatooine fixing engines. He leaves everything that's familiar behind him and goes out and has a crack. And finally, Lord of the Rings, you know, the Fellowship doesn't expand in the universe by avoiding Mordor. So all of the stories of the hero's journey we see in movies, people face their demons and then they have to make a decision. And really going through the entrepreneurial ceiling is no different. Handing over control to other people is no different. But there's ways to do it and ways to do it well that mean that we're not tinkering around the edges and things aren't going to wash back. We've got a real chance of creating the business that you want and the freedom that you want from your business. So what does that look like? Well, first of all, the systems that you do, what are the things, you can start small, start with something little. What's a system or something that you do that you can create a system around or get your team to help you create a system around that will alleviate the issue? So they just follow the system. You write the system, you train in the system, you mentor people into that system, and then over time, it just becomes second nature that they do what you once did. So we've got to start somewhere, and that's a great place to start. Start small, start with a system that you can hand over, and start with a system that you do in the day-to-day. That might be something little and might have minimal impact, but once you get some confidence, you can really then start to lean into that momentum and really drive forward. The next thing is we need to revisit The next thing we could do is we could revisit our organization structures and look at the capability of our people and look at, is there anyone internally who we could mentor and step up into some of the roles that we once did? Or do we go to market and try and find someone? Do we upskill into a CFO role or a GM's role or something along those lines? So that then frees us up to design the job that we really want to do, that own the business that we want, the things that light us up, the things that we really thrive on. And, you know, we can do, and then we can move into things that are more strategic. We can move into more brand ambassadorial work where we put our brand out there and we really have some space then to grow and think and grow our business. There might be some of you, and there quite often is, who might be quite happy doing the tasks that you're doing. It's just the decision making. So what do we need to put in place around that? So the way we can scale a business and go through that entrepreneurial ceiling is create those systems that are going to free us up in the day-to-day and build the capacity of our people. And, you know, everyone overestimates what you can do in 1 year and underestimates what you can do in five. So let's take it slowly. Let's look at it around, righto, what do we need to do first? What could we start and get some small wins and get our people some small wins so that we can really start to build some momentum? So here's the paradox and the challenge. That doorway through the entrepreneurial ceiling only appears when we're tired enough to stop pretending the old way still works. So sit down, have a really honest conversation with you. If the old way is no longer serving us and we're tired enough to stop pretending that, then that's not weakness, that's readiness. That's the opportunity. That's the sign that presents itself. Because on the other side of that doorway, our universe expands and a possibility can come to play. We can think bigger. We can lead differently. We can stop showing up as the hero who does everything of the show and start becoming the architect who designs something sustainable and enduring. So that's my challenge to you. If you're feeling boxed in, if effort is no longer delivering the progress, and remember, that's probably where most of us go first and foremost, is we work harder and harder and harder. But if effort is no longer delivering progress, if you sense there must be more to this, then don't go back down the corridor where you came from. Don't continue to photocopy the same day. Turn towards that door, step through, and really set your task on a 12-month, two-year period of transformation of your people, transformation of your business, and transformation of your leadership. And at the end of that, you could just wake up like many of my clients have over the journey. Many, many, many have gone through this transition, have woken up, and they've got the business that they always wanted, that business by design, that serves them, that lights them up,